me what's happening in July.
大家还记得我说的吗？是什么事情
？Come on, be brave.
有没有记得的？
Who can tell me?
有没有记得的
？Yes, Mandy. Yay! Summer evangelism.
夏天的传福音活动。
So what are we supposed to do? Can somebody tell me?
那我们夏天传福音的活动要干什么呀？
Can somebody tell me what we're supposed to do? Summer evangelism.
我们要做什么？我们夏天传福音活动是干嘛呀
？Again, hands up. Be brave.
很想听到你们的交流哦。
We don't remember.
你们不记得了吗
？Do we remember? How many of you remember?
记得的请举手好吗
？Ah, no one.
不是吧
？Well, we are supposed to pray for 1 to 3 people.
我们要为一到三个人祷告。
If you don't know what to pray, ask the Lord which one.
你们要是不知道具体为谁祷告，来在祷告中问问主。
So this month until July, we pray and we sow the seed of prayers.
那这一个月呢，就是祷告种种子的时候。
And the Lord should tell you which one to go and approach.
那神会告诉你谁需要你的祷告，然后需要你亲近。
So you can either invite them to 饮茶。
你可以请他们一起喝茶。
You can invite them to go out for a run.
你们可以邀他出去跑步。
Or organize some barbecue at home.
或者在家里面做做烧烤。
And then during which you can testify, you give them a testimony and witness to them.
在这个相处的机会是最好的能够跟他们传福音的机会了。
And surely we don't just approach and say, you have to believe in Jesus.
所以你肯定不能就见到人就跟他说，抓住他们说，你要相信耶稣，要相信耶稣啊。
So naturally we share the good news.
所以我们要去分享这个好的消息。
What the Lord has done in our lives.
讲到神在我们生命中所做的。
Or if you think the Lord hasn't done anything good in your life.
如果你觉得神在你生命中没做什么好的话。
Well, tell them my testimony.
那你就说我的见证吧。
If you don't know my testimony.
如果你连我的见证都没听过的话。
Tell信瑶's testimony.
那就讲信瑶的见证吧。
If you still don't know.
你还是没知道见证的话。
Go and find out amongst us.
那你就去问一问，你们有什么好见证吗？
There are some fantastic testimonies.
你会听到很多很好的见证。
Now, just to encourage you, I want to give you this little story.
所以我想跟你们说个故事。
There was this 17-year-old young man.
有这么一个17岁的年轻人。
Who has contracted terminal tuberculosis.
他得了一种极严重的绝症。
He was dying and he was given 3 to 6 months to live.
他被告知只有三到六个月的时间可以活。
He was brought up in a Buddhist family.
他是一个佛教徒。
So obviously he prayed to Buddha. Buddha, I cannot be dying. I'm only 17.
所以他就跟菩萨祷告说，我不可以死的，我现在才17岁。
And he prayed and prayed and prayed. No one answered. No one take notice.
然后他祷告呀，祷告呀，可是却没有人答他祷告。
Nothing happened. He keep deteriorating.
然后他一直的情况更严重，也没有
人听祷告。So somehow he said, "God of heaven, if there is a God in heaven, please help me."
所以他改了他的祷告，说：“天上啊，如果有神的话，你听我祷告。”
And there was this young girl.
然后有这么一个年轻的女孩。
From his secondary school.
在他的中学的同学。
Coming to visit him every day.
每天都来看看他。
Praying for him.
为他祷告。
And preaching the Lord Jesus gospel to him.
跟他说起主耶稣基督的福音。
And obviously he argued because he is a Buddhist.
那他肯定会争吵啊，因为他自己是佛教徒。
Giving her a very hard time.
所以他给这个给他传福音的人特别难搞，觉得他。
So the girl finally gave up and say, "Okay, here's the Bible. Just please read this."
所以这个传福音的小女孩最后放弃了，直接把圣经给他说，你自己读吧。
So he started reading the Bible.
所以他自己就在家里面开。
And he find it very interesting, and he keep reading it every day.
他越读越起劲，然后他就读的越多了，每天都读。
And somehow, one day,
有一天
，God touched him and healed him.
神触摸了他，也医治了他。
And he did not die.
他最后没有十七岁死。
He had a miracle from God.
他从神那里得到了神迹。
And he carry on. He went to Bible college.
他后来去到了神学院学习。
Became a Christian first and went to Bible college.
他先成为基督徒，然后去了神学院学习。
And this simple act of this little girl who visited him,
这个去给他传福音的小女孩呢
，became somebody who is responsible of getting 8,300,000 people into the kingdom of God.
后来在他的一生中间，有八十三万的人来到了神的国度，因为他
because this man.Went on to build the largest church in Korea, Dr. David Yonggi Cho.
所以他去了那个 Yonkicho 的这个教会里面，他成了他的，就是他就是 Yonkicho 是吗？
Yeah.
对，他就是 Yonkicho。
So what's the point of this story is I want to encourage you, you may be that little girl.
我都想鼓励你们的是，你有没有想过你可能就是那个女孩呢？
A very simple act of kindness, just go and visit somebody.
就是只是去看望看望别人而已。
Preach the gospel to them.
然后提及了耶稣的福音。
Or even gave them a Mark Gospel booklet.
或者其实就给了他一本传福音的手册。
You don't know who he will turn out to be.
你都不知道这么一个小小的动作，有谁会因为这个来到神的面前。
You may be responsible for millions of people coming to the kingdom of God because you bother.
因为你这么的在乎人的得救，也许你会像这个人一样，有83万的人因为你来到他的国度。
So let us all pray about this.
所以让我们一起为这个事情来祷告。
And we want to ask God to use us.
我们希望神来使用我们。
In the coming weeks.
在接下来的这几周里。
To be like this little girl.
就像这个小女孩一样。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we just come before you now.
父啊，我们来到你面前。
We know that we have not got the boldness to preach the gospel.
我们知道我们很多时候没有这样的勇气去传福音。
And many times we feel fearful of approaching people.
很多时候我们心里中害怕，也不敢去社交其他的人。
But Father, just like this little girl, we want to be responsible of bringing many people to Christ.
主啊，让我们像这个女孩一样，她能够有这样的责任心，把这么多的人带到你的面前。
Her simple act of obedience.
她的顺服的这样的行为。
We want to learn from.
是我们想学到的。
And Father, therefore, anoint our prayers these days.
父啊，祷告，来恩膏我们的祷告。
Speak to us, Lord, which one we should be praying for.
对我们来祷告说，有谁是需要我们来祷告的人。
Whose hearts you have prepared.
是谁的心已经在你的里面预备好了。
And that we may visit them in July.
那我们在七月份的时候会开始探访。
Tell us what should we do in order to invite them.
告诉我们我们要用什么样的方式去邀请能够是最好。
Father, every little details we need you to inform us.
父啊，我们有任何的细节都需要你来亲自跟我们交流。
And Father, give us the hearts to obey you.
主啊，给我们一个愿意顺服你的心。
In this great commission,
在这么大的一个呼召里面，
may we become somebody great in your kingdom.
让我们成为你的国度中的那一位大的。
To responsible for bringing many to Christ.
能够有负责带更多的人来到你的面前。
Surprise us, Lord.
所以主啊，你给我们来给我们这样大的惊喜。
Holy Spirit, you are the master evangelist.
你才是真正的最厉害的传福音者。
Help us to partner with you.
让我们和你一起同工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8.
启示录一章一八节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
主神说我是阿拉法
Says the Lord God. Says the Lord God.
主神说
Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
我是那昔在今在以后永在的全能神
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是阿拉法我是俄梅加
This is the Greek letters beginning and the end.
这个就是希腊字母的最头一个字母和最后一个字母
Says the Lord God.
这个是神说的。
Who is the Lord God?
主神是谁？
Jesus is.
耶稣基督。
Jesus was.
耶稣基督昔在。
Jesus is.
今在。
And he is to come.
以后永在。
In Greek, who is to come is a continuous tense. He is coming.
在希腊文里面讲到的以后永在是一个持续进行的状态，他会一直来。
So Jesus was.
所以耶稣基督昔在。
He was there before the foundation of the earth.
在创世之前，耶稣就已经在了。
He was there when you were born.
他在你在你出生的时候，耶稣基督也在那儿。
He was there when you took your first step.
在你走的第一步的时候，耶稣基督也在那儿。
And he was also there when you got married.
当你结婚的时候，他还在那儿。
And he was also there when your spouse hurt you.
当你的就是你的爱人不想打你的时候，你都会知道他还在。
He was there when things get so suffocating in your work that your boss bullied you.
当你的工作觉得很挣扎的时候，你觉得你的老板对你不好的时候，他仍然在。
Jesus was there.
神一直都在。
Maybe you will start asking a question. If he was there, why did a loving God allow me to be bullied?
那你会问了，就算那如果耶稣在的话，为什么我当时还在工作上受欺负呢？
Well, I'm not surprised you asked that question because Jesus asked that too.
我相信你不是唯一的问这个问题的，连耶稣都问了这个问题。
Jesus asked why.
耶稣问到为什么。
He was there.
他在那
儿。 Right where you were.
他在你所在的这个环境当中过。
God, why you have forsaken me?
主啊，你为什么抛弃我？
Why are you so far from helping me?
你为什么离我这么远？
Jesus was quoting Psalm 22 on the cross.
所以耶稣基督他自己都在用这个诗篇22篇的经文。
Jesus the Son of God was allowed to be humiliated, abused and hurt.
耶稣基督作为神的儿子竟然都能够这样的去被侮辱，被羞辱到。
He died on the cross.
他在十字架上死。
He suffered a shameful death.
他非常耻辱的死掉了。
And yet Isaiah 53 God said it was the Lord's will to bruise him.
但是在以赛亚书53章却教我们说这是神的旨意要压伤他。
Why?
为什么？
Because God saw you today.
因为神看到今天的你。
He saw you today.
他看到了今天的你。
He saw you right where you were suffering.
他看到了正在受苦的你。
So he was,
所以他曾经昔在
and he is.
他现在今在
Today he is still with you.
如今的他还和你同在
When you are going through all sorts of life challenges, he is with you.
当你在生命中经过各种挑战的时候，他仍然和你同在
He is with you when you go to the doctor and the doctor surprises you with some negative reports of your health.
就算你去医院，到医院拿到一个不好的报告，他仍然与你同在
He is with you when you feel disappointed that the one supposed to love you is no longer there to love you.
那你觉得那个本来该爱我的人已经不再爱我的那种伤害当中沉浸在里面的时候，神仍然爱你。
He is still with you when you're in a situation that seems nothing can be changed.
当你走到一种绝境当中，觉得已经没有任何可能可以有转机了，神仍然在。
When you feel hopeless and when you feel there is no way out.
当你觉得很无助的时候，你觉得没有出路的时候。
So the best part is he is coming.
所以最好的就是他再来，他会再来。
He was.
主是昔在。
He is.
今在。
He is coming.
以后还要再来，永在。
I know Jesus is coming back.
我知道耶稣基督会再来的。
I know he's coming back the second time to redeem us.
我知道他第二次来会来真的来救赎我们。
But I would need him now.
但是我需要现在就要这个救赎。
He is coming.
他来了。
He is coming to deliver you and set you free.
他来释放你，让你得自由。
He is coming to intervene in your life situation.
他是来参与你生活中间。
When we continue to knock on his door,
当我们继续来给他敲门的时候，
he is faithful to fulfill his word.
他是非常信实的去成就他的话语。
Remember, we heard before, ask and it shall be given.
记得我们说，如果我们求问，他就一定会给。
Seek and you shall find.
如果我们是寻求，他就会找到。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
敲门就会给我们开门。
There was a lady in our midst.Who knocked at the door of Jesus 30 years?
那我们当中有一位姊妹，她有敲神的门，敲了三十年。
30 years, not 30 days.
不是敲三十天，是敲三十年。
Not 30 months.
不是三十个月。
30 years.
是敲了三十年的门。
This lady suffered pain on her left leg.
她的这个姊妹的左脚有痛。
Every time she come to church, she suffer pain. She can't hardly walk.
她每次来到教会都不能走路，因为她的左脚疼痛。
And she know the Lord Jesus loves her.
她知道主耶稣爱她。
Many people in this circumstance, you probably ask, so why on earth God doesn't heal her? Why 30 years?
那你们可能会想，为什么三十年主都不医治她的？
You know, in Ecclesiastes say.There is a time to kill and there is a time to heal.
你知道在传道书里面有一句话叫有时会杀人，有时会医治。
So definitely 30 years is such a long time, isn't it?
所以三十年很长是吗？
And yet,
然而
And yet she did not give up asking.
她却没有停止的寻求。
She said, Lord Jesus, heal me.
她说主耶稣来医治我。
Week in, week out, she come to church, she asked Lord Jesus, heal me.
每一周,她都是这样子的跟主敲门。
So why did I say 30 years? Because after 30 years, the Lord Jesus healed her.
因为,我为什么刚才提到30年?因为30年之后,她得医治了。
No one lay hand.
没有人给他按手。
She was worshiping just like you were worshiping just now.
她就像平时一样的在主日敬拜主。
And she asked the Lord Jesus, heal me please.
她就一直的在问主说主啊你来医治我。
And the Lord touched her left leg.
然后主触摸了她的左脚。
From that week on, no pain.
从那一个周以后就再也没有痛苦了。
Who is that lady now, miss?
那我们当中那个姊妹是谁呢？
阿哈吉姆 can you stand up?
是我们的霞姐。
Let's give the Lord Jesus a great clap. I'm not telling tales, you can ask her.
我不是跟你们讲童话故事哦，你们可以来亲自跟她来问一问。
So Jesus was,
耶稣昔在，
Jesus is,
今在，
and Jesus is coming.
还有以后也永在。
You may think that, well, 30 years, well, I haven't got 30 years of my age yet.
那你要是说有30年，我现在都没到30岁呢。
I haven't got even... 3 years of praying done.
我连三年的祷告都还没攒够呢。
Today I want to encourage you, don't give up.
今天我想来鼓励你们，不要放弃。
God hears our prayers.
神听我们的祷告。
It may seem that God doesn't hear our prayers.
感觉好像神有时候不听。
He is working behind the scene that you don't know.
他在你的后面的背景里面做了很多工作，只是你不知道吧。
He is coming.
他要来。
He is coming.
他会再来。
Continuous test is coming.
他会不停的再来，不停的再来。
He's coming to you.
他一直在你的里面。
He's coming to deliver us.
他一直来过来释放你。
He's coming to heal us.
他是来医治我们。
He's coming.
他一直在来。
Amen. When the devil accuses our father in your brain,
当撒旦在我们的头脑里来斥责父神的时候。
When he throws doubts in your mind to say that your father doesn't care.
当他放那些负面的话语在你的头脑里，说你的天父不管你了。
Your enemy accuses your father to your face.
你的敌人就当着你的面去羞辱你的父神。
What are we going to do?
你会怎么做？
Are we going to agree with the one accusing our father?
你会同意撒旦的说法说啊，我也要这样怪我的父神。
Or are we going to hold on the word of God and say no?
还是说你要抓住神的话语说不是的。
My father is loving.
我的父神是爱。
My father is for me.
我的父神是爱我为我。
Not against me.
不是害我。
My father is coming.
我的父神就要来了。
He was there when I was born.
他在我出生的时候就在。
And he is with me.
他一直与我同在。
And he is coming to deliver me.
他也来到我这里来释放我。
Do not agree with the accuser.
不要向这个控告者来同意。
I would actually say, how dare you accuse my father?
我会说你怎么会敢控告我的父。
Go away.
走开。
I know my father.
我知道我的父。
I know Jesus.
我知道耶稣。
He loves me.
他爱我。
Enough to die on the cross for me.
他都爱我爱到愿意上十字架。
There's this man who suffered 38 years.
有这么一个人，他有38年的病。
Paralysis.
就一种瘫痪。
The Bible says he suffered deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years.
有一他的这种是什么坐呀站呐都会有 disorder 是吗？反正是残就残就是残
basically he can't move.
他不能动。
So in this place Bethesda,
他的名字叫 Bethesda,
and there was this big pool.
有在这个 Bethesda 叫毕士大的这个池子里头。
We can show the scripture.
我们可以看看这个约翰福音的第五章。
And basically there was lots of blind and lame and paralyzed people.
在毕士大的池子旁边有很多瘫痪的人。
Because there is a tradition say, oh, an angel will come down and stir the water.
因为有一个传统说天使会来到这个池子里面搅一搅池子的水。
So whoever can jump into the water, you can get healed.
那个先跳到水里的人他就会得医治。
I don't know why this man go because To be honest, right? If you're paralyzed, you can't get in there first.
所以我就会想不通这个逻辑了。那你的腿都动不了了，你是怎么能爬到那个池子里头去呢？
But I suppose he was so depressed and he was so without any hope, so he thought, I may as well lie there. If I'm lying at home, I may as well lie there.
那我他这个人就在想，那我与其在家里躺着，我不如就在那个池子旁边躺着吧。
I'm sure he would be feeling really, really depressed too.
那我相信他的心里一定觉得很抑郁。
You think about it, 38 years, it's not a short time.
你想想38年的时间不是个短的时间。
If you are 20 today,
如果你今天才是20岁的话，
58 years old, you're still there.
那你58岁你还是瘫的。
If you are lying down,Without anybody moving you, you probably have these sores at the back too.
你一直只能在一个地方躺着，然后你的那一块躺着接地的地方肯定一直很疼。
So he was just lying there by the pool.
所以他就一直躺在池子旁边。
And then one day Jesus came.
有一天耶稣来了。
And Jesus said, "Do you want to be well?"
耶稣问他，你想要痊愈吗？
Let's read John chapter 5, verse 6.When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, Do you want to get well?
我们来读一读这个经文吧，五到六节。耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他，你要痊愈吗？
Some people would think that this is a stupid question to ask.
很多人都会觉得，哎呀，这么明知故问的问题。
Come on, Jesus, can't you see my condition?
耶稣基督，你看看我现在都躺在这儿了。
But we don't know.
但是我们其实不知道。
For somebody who has been in the same condition, hopelessly lying there for 30 years,
像这样的能够在池边躺了38年的，同样的，然后又没有好转的人，
Many of us would have given us hope.
很多人都已经放弃了。
With just no, like nothing you want to ask.
你都觉得我都不想再去问什么了，三十八年了。
That's why Jesus want to ask. Do you still want to get well?
这是为什么耶稣想问，那你还是想要痊愈吗？
And then, verse 7.
所以第七节说，
He answered, the invalid replied, Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. When I'm trying to get in, somebody else goes down ahead of me.
那个病人就回答说，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放到池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
Was he answering Jesus' question?
他有回答耶稣刚才的问题吗？
No.
他没有。
He was just giving excuses and reasons why he's still there.
他在不停地找原因去解释为什么38年了我人还在这儿。
You know, sometimes when Jesus asks us, do you still want to get well?
很多时候耶稣可能也在问你我这样的问题，你还想痊愈吗？
Sometimes Jesus asks us, do you still want your marriage to be healed?
也许耶稣也在问你，你还希望你的婚姻得到医治吗？
Instead of asking the Lord, say, yes, Lord.
与其对神说，是的，主。
We have lots of things to say.
我们就有好多各样的原因跟借口来解释。
We go into years of history, how I was treated.
我们会回去翻旧账，然后说啊，那个时候他是怎么对我的。
How bad he was to me.
他以前对我可不好了。
And how bad she was to me.
然后我的妻子以前对我可不好了，或者丈夫对我非常不好。
And how you have suffered under these conditions.
我在这样子痛苦的环境中间，我是怎么样子去受苦的？
But Jesus just asked one question.
但耶稣就问了一个问题。
Do you want to get well?
你还想痊愈吗？
Do you want to be healed?
你想痊愈吗？
Do you want restoration?
你想复活吗？
Don't give Jesus reasons.
不要跟耶稣讲一大堆原因了。
He was there.
他一直都在那里。
When you were suffering, he was there.
你受苦的时候，他也一直在那里。
He saw all that was going on.
他看到了你所经历的一切。
He was there.
他就在那里。
He knew you suffered rejection.
他知道你在被拒绝中得到了伤害。
He saw your depression.
他知道你抑郁了。
He was there.
他就在那里。
Today he is asking you one question.
他今天问了你一个问题。
Do you want to get well?
你想得痊愈吗？
Do you want to be healed?
你想得医治吗？
Do you want to be whole?
你想不想 有希望。哦，想不想得完全？
Our answer should be yes, Lord. I want to be healed. I want to be whole.
我们的回答当然是是的，主啊，我要得完全，我要得医治。
Don't like this person who just give them lots of reasons.
千万不要学这个病人哦，找各样的原因去解释。
And also, this one thing I noticed, he was not looking at Jesus.
那我还发现这个病人，他在回答的时候眼睛都没有看着耶稣。
In the presence of Jesus, he was looking at the water.
在耶稣所在之地，他竟然把眼目放在那个冻水的地方。
If the water was stirred so that he will get healed.
他一直眼睛就盯着那个水，等着水冻的时候赶快能下去。
Many of us are like that too.
很多我们当中的人也是这样。
We were looking at other things.
我们其实专注错误的地方。
In the presence of Jesus, we were thinking about other things.
在耶稣的同在当中，我们却三心二意想着其他的事情。
Looking at those things that are not necessary.
那些三心二意不值得想的事情。
Or looking back of those things that has gone on.
或者还是在想以前历史性的事件。
The Lord asks you, do you want to get well today?
所以主问你，你今天想得痊愈吗？
Do you want to be healed?
你今天想得医治吗？
You don't need to give him a long history of things.
你不需要把你的历史性的故事全部讲给耶稣听。
Jesus was there.
耶稣一直都在那儿。
Jesus still here.
他还是在这儿。
And he is coming.
他还要来。
So Jesus said to him, "Do you want to become well?"
所以耶稣问了这个病人一个问题：你想要得痊愈吗？
Another version say, "Are you really earnestly want to get well?"
那还有一种译版翻译的版本说：你是很渴望、很渴望的，特别想得痊愈吗？这样问的。
I think sometimes we need the earnest.
什么？我们是需要有这种特别大的、极度的渴望。
We don't have the earnest.
很多时候我们没有这种极度渴望。
Okay, Lord, you heal me, you heal me.
你可能会是说，哎呀，主啊，你要治你就治吧。
You're not earnestly say, Lord, come to help me.
你没有极度渴望到那个份上。
We need to ask God for that earnestly.
那我们也需要神来给我们这样的极度的渴望。
We need to ask God for that.
我们是有这样的力气，就不停的要叫极度的渴望，很渴望。
Because excuses is not going to solve our problems.
因为找各样的借口是没有办法解决问题。
Jesus did not ask him why, but he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
耶稣并没有问他为什么，他只是问他你要痊愈吗？
And there was this another story I want to tell you. This story really encouraged me every time when I want to give up asking.
那我。再给你们讲个故事，每次当我快要放弃的时候，这个故事就能够鼓励到我。
Are you still with me?
你们还在听吗？
Lift up your hands and wave at me if you're still with me.
如果你还在听的话，
yeah,
请给我招个手。我以为你要睡着的。
That's another brother in our midst.
有另外一个我们当中的弟兄。
He suffered a neck vertebrae condition.
他呢，有一个脊椎的毛病。
And he suffered that pain.That's the X-ray. He suffered that pain in the third neck vertebrae.
所以他所受的他那个脊椎出问题的是第三块那个骨头，从脖子数下来，你们可以从那个 X 光片看到。
And because our neck supposed to be straight, but it was bent like this, therefore it caused him immense pain.
因为他的脊椎本来应该是直着的，可是他呢却是弯着的，在他的脊椎有极大的痛苦，很痛。
I don't know whether you can see, but the circle bit is where he took the X-ray in this very famous hospital in China.
所以这个照片是在中国的一个医院里面照的，然后你可以看到那 X 光上面的第三根脊椎。
No doctor helped him.
没有任何的医生能够治他。
He suffered pain when he was sleeping. He suffered pain when he was walking. He suffered pain when he was lying down. It was pain, pain, pain.
他坐着也疼，站着也疼，躺着也疼，怎么都疼。
So when we were in our Cantonese congregation in Monument, every single week he went out to be prayed for without fail.
当我们还在 Monument 的时候，他每周每周都是这样子不停地来到教会的前面要祷告。
So 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
所以一个月、两个月、三个月。
11 months.
一到十一个月。
Every single week he went out.
每一个周日，你都可以看到他到前面来祷告。
He asked God to heal him.
他要神来医治他。
Did anything happen?
有事情发生吗？
Nothing.
什么都没发生。
He was still in pain.
他还是痛的。
And there was this time, a lot of times he just did not want to go up because he started to feel embarrassed.
那后来时间长了，他连上去都会上台来祷告，会觉得很尴尬了，因为时间太长了。
He's embarrassed that he's still not healed.
因为他觉得好尴尬，就是哎呦，到现在都没有得医治哎。
And just as he was about to give up, that particular day, the pastor was saying a testimony.
那就是在他准备放弃的那一个周日，那牧师呢就有讲到一个见证。
And this testimony is to encourage him not to give up.
这个见证呢正好就鼓励到了他，让他不要放弃。
Apparently, this person in the testimony asked God 1,000 times.
那这个在故事里头的那个主角呢，他又跟神求了1,000次。
1,000 times, every time he comes to church, he asks God to heal him.
他每次来教会都是不停地问，问了1,000次要神来医治。
I think you and I would have given up after 10 times.
我觉得你和我起码一般十次以后就够了。
Or 100 times.
100次都了不得了。
All right, give you 500.
那你就算是500次，我都佩服你到极
点。Not 1,000.
一般1,000次，这是怎么来的？
I was using my calculator to calculate. 1,000 times is just under 19 years.
我看到了19年的时间有1,000次，让我能算出它的频率。
19 years, this man went up to the stage and asked people to pray for him.
19年，这个人一直都锲而不舍地来到前面被祷告。
So this brother was so shameful because he was only asking 50 times.
因为他这个，所以刚才讲到的这个弟兄呢，他就觉得很丢人呢，每周都这样上来，都还没医治。
50 times, I'm thinking of giving up. I'm not even like 100 times.
他说我都没有还做到100次，我现在才15次，我就已经真的是不行了。
So he was 硬着头皮 like, you know, he just went up there and okay, I'm going to go up this time.
所以他就硬住头皮说我再去一次吧。
And it was that time he was totally healed.
就是在最后的那一次他痊愈了。
Let's give a clap to our 福哥。
让我们给福哥掌声。
You can ask him in details the story.
那你还想知道更多他的故事的话，来亲自问问福哥。
Whenever I think about praying, I thought about him.
每次我只要一祷告，我就会想想福哥的见证。
If he has given up in that 50th time or 52nd time, he would have lost his healing.
如果他在那个第52次的那一次，最后的一次放弃了，他就会放弃了他的医治。
And one thing he said really, really touched my heart.
他说过一句话，对我很大的触动。
In those times, we have to set up in monument.
那个时候，我们需要在 monument 每次就把整个教会要把器材都弄好。
Every single Sunday, we have to be there 9 o'clock.
我们每个周日早上9点就必须要到场地。
And because God healed him, every single week he was there without fail, serving the Lord, setting up things.Bringing the PA out.
因为对神的感恩，每周早上的9点，福哥就会准时去开场、开教会，把所有的凳子、椅子、把所有的器材全部搬好。
This is the faith that we need.
这是我们所看到的信心。
Today, I really ask God to impart that persistent faith to us.
所以我们今天也祷告，要主把这样子不停敲门、不断敲门的信心给你。
I ask the Lord to reveal who our Heavenly Father is.
也要主来亲自给我们看到我们的父神到底是怎么样的父神。
He is a loving God.
他是爱。
He wants us to learn faith.
他想让我们在爱中学信心。
He wants us to experience His goodness and His power.
他也想让我们真经历他的良善和他的能力。
And sometimes He doesn't give us straight away.
很多时候他不直接给我们。
Because something you get too easy, you won't treasure.
因为你太轻易拿到的东西，你也不知道珍惜。
As we are in the Lord for some years, God trains us.
当我们认识神这么多年，我们发现原来神会培训我们。
A quality called endurance.
是让我们在培训中间学会忍耐。
A quality called persistence.
还可以学会怎么样坚持。
This man in the Bible who suffered 38 years, I don't see him having faith.
这个在38年瘫痪的毕士大池子旁边这个人，我倒是看不到他的信心。
Because he was You know, answering rubbish to Jesus.
因为他对耶稣的回答似乎是在找借口。
When Jesus asked him, Do you want to get well? He replied with some excuses.
当耶稣问他，你想要得医治吗？他却回答了一大堆的其他的话。
It's just going to show me sometimes it's the Lord's mercy that heals us.
所以很多时候也让我们看到，其实是神自己完全的怜悯，让人得医治了。
You know, He loves you irrespective of your ability and your talents.
所以他爱你是跟你的才干啊、势力都无关的。
He loves you irrespective of your spirituality.
也跟你的属灵的关生命都无关的。
Sometimes we think, oh, God is good to her because she served the Lord.
很多人我们会觉得，哎呀，神只对某某某人特别好，因为他一直在服侍神。
I may as well save my breath. I shouldn't ask Jesus.
那我算了，我都懒得祷告了，那我也没为神做什么。
As you can see, this man don't really have faith.
所以你也可以看到，现在我们看到毕士大的这个病人，他没有什么信心。
And yet, out of all these infinite people,
但是
Jesus approached him.
但是却在这么多众人，特别全部是瘫痪。换的人当中，耶稣却偏偏去找他。
And then he said to him, "Get up."
然后他对他说：“起来。
”Get up.
耶稣对他说：“起来。
”Pick up your mat and walk.
说拿你的褥子走吧。
Get up.
耶稣说：“起来。
”Stop wallowing. Stop wallowing.
就反正就是不要这么摇啊摇啊，起来吧。
Stop blaming people of your circumstances.
不要老是找借口怪你的环境中的那些人吧。
Stop giving reasons why you are still in this situation.
你也不要老是不停的找借口为什么你到如今还在这个光景当中吧。
I am here now.
我就在这里。
You are in the presence of Jesus.
你就在耶稣基督的同在当中。
Do you want to get well?
你想得痊愈吗？
I have done a lot of marriage counseling these years.
我这么多年呢，也会做很多婚姻的辅导。
And when you ask them, do you want to restore your family?
当你问他们，你想去恢复你的婚姻吗？
And I end up spending hours listening to their stories.
这个问题一问出来以后，我就会花很多很多小时听他们历史性的故事。
And then when you give them the word of God, say you need to forgive and forget.
当你把神的话语拿出来说，来我们来饶恕的时候，
they say yes.
他们说口里说是。
But then they're double-minded and they turn back.
然后他们又好似犹豫，然后又走。
But Jesus today asked you to get up.
所以耶稣今天说你要起来。
Get up out of your situation.
他说从你的环境中间起来。
Leave your situation.
离开你现在这个环境
Leave your state of depression
离开你现在抑郁的情景
Pick up your mat
拿起你的褥子
And start walking
开始走
Lord, I can't
主啊，我不行
I haven't got the ability
我没有这个能力
I feel weak
我觉得很软弱
I haven't got the willpower
我没有这样的毅力
You know, just like we ask to forgive our enemy,
就像我们要说是要饶恕我们的仇敌
we give the Lord lots of reasons say why we can't.
我们给主各种各样的借口说为什么我做不到
But the Lord say, get up.
但是主说你起来
Pick up your mat.
拿起你的褥子
Walk.
走吧
Make a decision.
现在就做决定
Forgive.
饶恕
Face your future.
来面对你的未来
I am here.
我就在这里。
As we are in the presence of Jesus,
当我们在耶稣的同在当中
He's still asking us that question.
他也在问我们这样的问题。
When he is coming to heal you today,
当他来医治你的时候
and I really believe the power of the Lord's healing is in our midst.
我相信他医治的能力就在我们当中。
Whether it's emotional healing or whether it's physical healing,
不管是情绪上的医治还是身体肉体的医治
He is asking you, do you want to get well?
他都在问你，你想得痊愈吗？
If your answer is yes,
如果你的回答是是的，
then he will ask you, get up.
那他会对你说，起来。
Don't go back to your pit.
不要再回到你之前的坑里去。
Stop going round in circles.
不要在那个坑里面就转啊转的。
Pick up your mat.
拿起你的褥子。
Start walking.
开始走吧。
You are in the presence of Jesus.
你在耶稣的同在当中。
He will enable you to walk.
他会让你走的。
Sometimes we use our mind to think that how can he ask a 38 years old paralysis, paralyzed people to start walking?
我有时候真的会在想，你为什么会期待一个38岁的摊子自己要走到池子那儿呢？
To some people, that may seem a bit cruel.
很多人看了都觉得很残忍。
How can you ask me to forgive that person who abused me all these years?
你怎么会让我去来饶恕那个伤害了我这么多年的人呢？
At the end of the day, it's all about obedience.
但最后都是关乎于你的顺服。
Obedience to the voice of God.
顺服神的声音。
The word of Jesus has power.
耶稣的话语有能力。
The word of Jesus enable you and give you life.
耶稣的话语能够让你有能力，还给你生命。
When he say get up,
当他说起来，
he's not asking you to get up. He will enable you to get up.
他不光是叫你起来，他会给你能力站起来。
As he asks you to pick up your mat,
当他说要你拿你的褥子，
all this rubbish that has dwell in your life,
那些在你身上的这些重担枷锁。垃圾
Walk away from it.
他说你从当中间走吧。
He will enable you.
他会让你可以有这样的能力。
He is the one give us life.
他是给我们生命的。
The prodigal son had to realize he cannot stay in that pig's pit anymore.
那圣经中的浪子他意识到他不能再永远吃猪食了。
He then walked towards his father and think that all the good days when he was in his father's house.
所以他开始回想当他在父家里的时候有多么大的美好和供应。
So today, I feel that God wants us to walk out of our depression and self-pity.
所以今天神想对我们说，让我们对我们自我可怜的那个光景当中走出来吧。
Start walk towards your destiny in Christ.
来在主里面走到你的目的地。
I want to share with you this video. When I saw that, I went, wow.
我要给你们看一个 video， 一个视频。我当时看到的时候觉得，哇、wow、哦
！Just watch this。
我们来看看这个视频。
She was leading and she fell down。
她摔倒了，在比赛当中。
Everybody bypassed her.
所有的人就这么跑了过去。
At that instant, it says that athlete straight away get up and start running.
那他根本就没有放弃，你看到没有？他马上站起来，继续接着追。
He was the last person.
他当时是最后一名了。
But she kept running.
但是他一直在跑。
She kept running.
他一直在跑。
And carry on running.
一直在跑。
Notice she was bleeding too.
你们看到她的脸上都受伤了，还有血。
She's catching up the second last person.
她在追上了倒数第二名的那一位。
Keep going and keep going.
一直在跑。
He's gone past the second last person.
她追上了倒数第二名。
He was gaining strength.
她越来越有力量。
It's coming up to the next two persons.
然后他又追上了，马上要追上两位。
She was pushing her body.
她真的是一直越来越有力量。
She's catching up on the leader.
抓到，现在又赶上了两位。
Her fall meant nearly the end of her dreams.
她的那个跌倒，对于很多运动员来说，这就是梦想破裂。
But giving up.Wasn't an option.
但是对他来说，放弃这个词就不在他词典里。
He's coming up to number two.
你看他变成第二名，现在第一名。
And he just won. Hallelujah.
最后成了第一名。
She won just by 1 second.
看看，他就还多出来了一秒钟，他第一名。
If we give up and not start picking up ourselves, get up and run.
如果我们放弃，如果跌倒了就这么放弃，都不赶快爬起来继续奔跑的话，
We will have lost the whole race.
我们就会输了整个跑步的比赛了。
I hope this video inspires all of us not to give up.
所以我希望你们看到的这个视频能够鼓励到你们不要放弃。
Don't give up praying for the people who has been hearts are really hard.
不要放弃为那些心里特别刚硬的人祷告。
Don't give up on praying for restoration.
不要放弃为你的恢复祷告。
Don't give up on Jesus.
不要对耶稣失望和灰心。
Because he was there with you.
因为他一直都在。
And he is there with you today.
他今天还在。
And he is coming.
他以后还在。
To restore us.
来恢复你。
And to heal us.
来医治你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let us all pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
we're in your presence now.
我们现在在你的同在当中。
We have heard your voice.
我们听到了你的声音。
You're telling us not to give up.
你告诉我们不要放弃。
You're telling us to get up and walk.
你要我们起来走。
Father, I want to apologize that I have given up.
主啊，我们知道很多时候我们真的很想放弃。
For so many years I've prayed about this, but I've given up and not pray anymore.
这件事情我祷告了好多年，我都已经放弃了，不想再祷告了。
But Father, today you tell me to get up.
可是主啊，你今天就跟我说要起来。
To pick up my mat and walk.
要拿起我的褥子开始走。
I want to be like that athlete.
我就像想在刚才那个运动员那样。
Even I fall down.
就算我跌倒。
I will pick myself up.
我都会照样的把我自己爬起来
and start running this race,
继续来跑这个比赛
towards my destiny,
一直跑到我的目的地为止
towards the things that you have called me to do,
一直跑到我所呼召之地
I will not let this situation stop me,
我不会让这样的环境来阻止我
I will carry on believing my healing,
我会继续的来相信你
even though I have prayed for so many years,
就算我为这个事情祷告这么多年
Even though I've asked you for over 1,000 times,
其实我都对你已经可能不止一千次的祷告了。
Give me the faith to believe.
主啊，让我有这样的信心去仍然信靠你。
To persistently ask you,
仍然坚持的来敲这个门。
Concerning my family salvation,
关于我家人的救恩。
Concerning my healing,
关于我自己的医治。
Concerning my family's health.
关于我家人的身体状况
impart the faith to us
主啊你把你的信心加给我们
I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord
我想让你们都举起手
if this is you
如果是你的话
you want the faith from heaven
你想从天而降的信心来到
to carry on running
就继续跑
ask him
问问他
Lord help me
主啊，你来帮我。
I want to get well.
我想得以痊愈。
I want to be healed.
我想得医治。
I want my family to be saved.
我想让我的家人得救。
When you ask me, do you earnestly want to be whole?
如果你问我，我是不是这么极度渴望的在祈求你
？I now answer you, yes, Lord.
我说是啊，主啊，我极度的渴求。
I no longer want to look at my back.
我再也不想往回头看。
I no longer want to give you excuses.
我再不想找任何借口了。
Lord, help me to get up.
主啊，帮助我来起身。
Out of my depression and pit.
从我的坑里出来，从我的抑郁里出来。
To walk towards you, Lord.
去向你来奔跑。
To walk towards your hug.
向你奔跑。
To walk towards your embrace.
去跑向你要给我的拥抱。
I know you love me.
主啊，你爱我。
Jesus is in our presence.
耶稣就在我们当中。
Talk to him now.
跟他说话。
Heal my diabetes.
我的糖尿病主啊你来医治
Heal my pain
我的疼痛主你医治
In the name of Jesus I rebuke every fear
奉耶稣基督的名我斥责所有的惧怕
I rebuke every depression
我斥责所有的抑郁
I rebuke every curse of the enemy
我斥责所有从敌人来的咒诅
Against our health,
关乎我们的健康的。
And I speak to every cancer, be healed.
我对所有的癌症说得医治。
I break every cancer cells in the brain.
所有的癌症细胞都被破碎。
I break every cancer cells in the brain.
所有的脑里头的癌细胞都破碎。
I break every cancer cells in the lung.
所有肺里头的癌细胞都破碎。
I break every cancer cells in the liver.
所有肝里头的癌细胞全破碎。
I break every cancer cells in the colon.
所有身体的器官里头的都破碎，大肠里头的都破碎。
I rebuild every ovary's cancer.
所有的子宫的全都癌细胞破碎。
And I speak to the people of God, be healed.
我也跟所有的这些得病的人说，得医治。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, you say, by your stripes I am healed.
主啊，你说，因为你的鞭伤，我们得医治。
I now confess your word.
我现在来宣告你的话语。
I believe your word.
我相信你的话语。
I now receive your healing.
我现在领受你给我的医治。
The neck pain go in the name of Jesus.
脖子上的疼痛走，奉耶稣的名。
Be healed now.
现在就得医治。
Tinnitus, go in Jesus' name.
耳朵的病走，奉耶稣的名。
The noise, go in Jesus' name.
那些噪音走，奉耶稣的名。
I plead the blood of Jesus over your people now.
我们申请耶稣的宝血在你身上。
Just lift up your hands, receive your healing. He's in our midst.
举起你的手来领受神给你的医治。
Ask him.
问问他。
Just like a folk girl asked.
就像福哥刚才是怎么样？
Just like Aha asked.
就像刚才霞姐说的，怎么问主？
No one need to lay any hands.
没有人需要来放手。
Hay fever be healed.
所有的花粉病得医治。
Flu be healed.
所有的感冒得医治。
I rebuild every spirit of infirmity.
所有的任何的疾病，我们都在斥责。
Spirit of infirmity, I bind you now.
任何的疾病我们斥责捆绑你。
I release total health, complete healing.
我们释放完全的医治在我们当中。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Just lift up your hands, receive.
我们举起我们的手去领受。
Say I receive.
说主啊我领受。
Say I believe.
说主啊我相信。
Say I receive.
主啊我相信领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Any addiction in our midst, I break you now in Jesus' name.
任何的瘾在我们当中，我们都可以，我们都斥责。
I don't care how many years you've been there, you go in the name of Jesus.
不管什么样的瘾在你生命中捆绑你多少年。
I bind you.
我们现在捆绑你。
I cut off your leg.
我们现在切断你的枷锁。
I cut your arms.
我们切断你的手臂。
You loose.
现在失败。
You lose the people of God.
放手我们神的子民。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, give us the heart.
主啊，给我们这样的心。
To yearn for you, Lord.
让我们这样极度渴望你的心。
Yearn for you more than anything in this world.
极度的渴望你胜过这世上的一切。
Lord, you are the only treasure.
主啊，你是这唯一的宝贝。
There is no other treasure we desire.
这世上没有任何其他的宝贝是我们这样渴求的。
Help our hearts to desire you and you alone.
主啊，让我们的心唯独渴慕你，唯独。
Where the devil cannot come in and steal from our lives.
所以这魔鬼根本就没有办法在我生命中来偷窃什么。
Father, help us to receive our healing.
主啊，你来帮助我们来领受我们的医治。
That we follow Jesus in the way.
我们继续跟随耶稣给我们指的路。
We don't want to be those people who receive your healing and gone away.
我们不想成为那种从你这里拿到好处得医治了就马上离开你的人。
We want to be that person who come back and say thank you, Lord.
我们却想像刚才所听到的，我们会看到人来到你面前说：“主啊，感恩你。”
I want to stay in your house and serve you.
主啊，我想在你的圣殿里面永远都不离开。
Pierce my ears.
主啊，这是我的耳朵。
And let me be your servant.
让我成为你的耳朵，成为你的仆人。
In this end time,
在这个末世的时代
，be your vessel.
成为你的器皿。
The Lord is still healing us.
神仍然在这里医治我们。
Just lift up your hands and receive.
你把你的手举高，然后来接受领受。
The hearts that were hurt.
我们这里有非常受伤的心。
Lord is healing your heart.
神在医治你受伤的心。
Receive.
领受。
Receive His love.
领受他的爱。
You'll be like brand new.
你会成为新的。
Brand new person.
一个全新的人。
As if it hasn't happened before.
就好像之前的伤害都没发生过一样。
Don't talk about it no more.
不要再不停地去谈论这事。
Turn back, see it for the last time.
回去看看你最后一次。
And look forward.
现在马上往前看。
God has something good for you in future.
神在前面为你预备了更美好的事。
God can use you in future.
神可以使用你为他的器皿。
Keep looking forward.
继续往前看。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢你圣灵。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Like a woman with the issues of blood, we press in. Let us all stand. We press in.Worship Jesus.
We press in
like a blind man waiting patiently. For some people to give him the reply.
他一直在等你的一个回答。
Are you earnestly want to be well?
你是否极度的渴求得痊愈？
Tell him you mean business.
你告诉他你是如此的渴望。
You want to be whole.
你想得完全。
Your family want to be whole.
你的家人想得完全。
You want your body to be healed.
你也愿意得医治。
Tell him.
告诉他。
Like a woman with the issues of blood, we press in, press in, we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently,
Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free.
Keep asking, keep asking.
Suddenly, a touch from heaven.
Jesus coming.
Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly,
Father is telling each one of us,
今天父神在对我们每个人说,
be at rest,
安息,
be still,
安静,
and see the deliverance of the Lord,
来看看神如何来释放你,
be at rest,
坐好,
be still,
安静,
and know that I am God,
知道我是神,
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If anyone who wants further prayers, please come forward. We have ministry team who will pray for you.
如果有需要祷告的，欢迎你到前面来，我们的代祷团队会为你祷告。
And we've come to the end of the service today.
今天是我们的聚会结束了。
If you want to keep receiving in your seat, that's okay.
如果你还想继续在你的座位上继续领受，都没有问题。
But we have tea and biscuits for you at the back, so stay behind for fellowship.
那当然，我们也有各样的茶点，你们可以留下来一起团契。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Amen.